From national news in D.C.
to behind-the-scenes coverage of the Nebraska Capitol,
this is your Capitol Connection.
And now, bringing the Capitol to you,
here's your host, Nate Graz.
Disney cozies up to the Chinese Communist Party and thanks Chinese labor camp authorities in the new Mulan live-action movie credits. We'll talk about why Disney's hypocrisy is on full display and why it matters, and the action the president is taking to end funding for anti-American propaganda and government agencies on this week's Capitol Connection. As always, we are broadcasting from the Nebraska Family Alliance studio in Lincoln, and I have to start today's program by talking about something that everyone should be talking about or at least aware of. It's one of the most hypocritical, abhorrent, and appalling news stories I've read in a while, and that is the news that came out last week that Disney filmed their new live-action remake of Mulan in the Chinese province where more than a million Muslim Uyghurs are in concentration camps. Disney actually filmed parts of Mulan in Xinjiang, a region in western China where the Communist Chinese Party is detaining and committing extreme human rights atrocities against more than 1 million Uyghur Muslims and other religious minorities. And if that weren't bad enough, it actually gets even more amazing what Disney has done here. In the end credits of Mulan, Disney gives a special thanks, not even just a thanks, but a special thank you to the Chinese Communist Party Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region Committee and the Bureau of Public Security in Turpan, a city in the region. Those are the authorities in China who are enforcing the Chinese Communist Party's laws against religious minorities. These are the people who are running these concentration camps and pumping out propaganda. And Disney gave them a special thank you in the credits for their movie. This is the place where cultural genocide is happening. And they chose to film there and then thanked the authorities of the Chinese Communist Party for the privilege. According to Business Insider, since 2016, more than 1 million and possibly over 2 million Uyghurs and other religious minorities have been detained in at least 500 prison camps masquerading as re-education centers in Xinjiang. The Turpan Bureau of Public Security, who got one of those special thank yous from Disney, have been, quote, deeply involved in the Xinjiang concentration camps. And one of the reasons we know this is because the United States of America placed the Bureau on an export restrictions list in July, saying it was implicated in, quote, human rights violations and abuses in the implementation of China's campaign of repression, mass arbitrary detention, forced labor, and high technology surveillance. China has described Uyghurs as a terrorism threat and has spent years trying to brainwash them and slash their birth rate with forced abortion, sterilizations, and child limits. In the camps, ethnic Muslims are forced to learn Mandarin Chinese and forced to work production lines, and China has also been accused of conducting organ harvesting on those being held in these camps. This is all just really outrageous. You know, yes, it's on one hand, it's just a movie, and people love Disney, right? People love Disney. This is a major, powerful, and influential company. And, I mean, they could film anywhere. And in Mulan is a beloved movie. It's a classic, and this new live-action version is a remake of the 1998 cartoon-animated movie of the same name, which is based on Chinese folklore about a young woman who pretends to be a boy so that she can fight in her father's place when he is conscripted into the Chinese army. In a sense, the movie is very much a tale about bravery and devotion to family and overcoming hardships brought about by a violent and overbearing government. But Disney, in the remake, actually partnered with Chinese authorities who helped oversee the production of the movie to make sure that it was aligned with what they wanted, how they wanted China to be portrayed. And the message from reports I've read about the movie with this remake is less about devotion to family, and really it's more about devotion to state and loyalty to China. And so Disney's choice for a filming location in Xinjiang is quite astonishing. To think that this is an area where more than a million people are being held in concentration camps. I mean, we talk about you know, World War II and the Nazi regime and the evils that took place, but it's happening again today in our world right now, and it's happening in China, specifically in Xinjiang, where more than a million religious minorities are being held in concentration camps. And Disney not only chooses to go there and film there, they give the authorities of the Chinese Communist Party a special thank you, a special nod in the credits of the movie for allowing them to film. The Guardian covered this, and in their article, they note that the film expresses thanks to the publicity department of the CPC Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomy Region Committee, the Chinese Communist Party's propaganda department, and activists are now calling for a boycott of the film, understandably so, highlighting its links to Xinjiang, while other researchers noted that the Public Security Bureau in Turpan oversees at least 14 internment camps in the area. Washington Post contributor Isaac Fish reported on this as well, saying that it's sufficiently astonishing that it bears repeating. Disney has thanked four propaganda departments and a public security bureau in Xinjiang, a region in northwest China that is the site of one of the world's worst human rights abuses happening today. Disney has a long and ongoing relationship with China, where its films often find success in theaters and where its Shanghai Disneyland theme park resides. And the company is expected to do well in China with the new Mulan film, especially since, unlike right now in the U.S., it will actually be shown in theaters in China. But that brings me to a new point, a different point, that most of these articles and news stories don't mention. Is that just last year, in 2019, Disney was threatening to leave the state of Georgia. They were threatening to no longer film in the state of Georgia, specifically because Georgia had passed a bill to protect preborn children from abortion. So when a pro-life state like Georgia passes a pro-life law, they threaten to leave. They say, we can't film here. We can't possibly do business here. We can't film in the state of Georgia, in the United States of America, because of this pro-life law. And then in 2020, we're not only going to film in China, in the same region where over a million people are currently being held in concentration camps, we're going to thank the Chinese Communist Party for the privilege. This is what Disney has decided to do. I mean, the hypocrisy here, the double standard, the cognitive dissonance. It would be laughable if it weren't so sad and such a tragedy and frankly infuriating. This is a news story from Reuters from May 29th of 2019. Disney CEO says it will be difficult to film in Georgia if abortion law takes effect. Walt Disney CEO Chief Executive Bob Iger told Reuters it would be very difficult for the media company to keep filming in Georgia if a new abortion law takes effect. Disney has filmed blockbuster movies in Georgia such as Black Panther and Avengers Endgame, and it would be a blow to the state's efforts to create production jobs if the entertainment giant stopped filming there. Georgia's Republican governor signed into law on May 7, 2019, a ban on abortion after a doctor can detect a fetal heartbeat about 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Okay, this is what is commonly referred to as a heartbeat bill. Georgia was one of the states to pass this pro-life bill into law last year, and all it does is protect life inside the womb when a human heartbeat, can be detected. And this bill passed, and it was signed into law And while this was happening, Disney was asked if they would keep filming in Georgia, and their CEO said it would be, quote, very difficult to do so if the abortion law is implemented. I rather doubt we will, Iger said in an interview. I think many people who work for us will not want to work there, and we will have to heed their wishes in that regard. Right now, we are watching it very carefully. If the law takes effect, I don't see how it's practical for us to continue to shoot there. I mean, this is really incredible what Disney has done. Okay, I mean, we're talking about the state of Georgia in the United States, and through a democratic process, state legislators who are elected by the people of Georgia to represent them voted, again, through a democratic process of debate and votes by people who have been voted into office by the people of Georgia. And those legislators had debate and voted to pass this bill into law to protect life inside the womb. And that apparently was just too much for Disney. And they say, well, we can't possibly continue to work in Georgia, right? This terrible, evil, draconian state in the United States of America who passed this bill protecting life inside the womb. But less than, the next year, a year later, we have no problem going to film in China and working hand in hand with the Chinese Communist Party and filming our new movie in the same region where millions of people are being held in concentration camps and tortured and forced to have abortions. We'll film there, no problem. We won't say a peep about that. Georgia passes a pro-life bill, we're going to threaten to leave and boycott their state. But we're not going to say anything about the torture and rape and forced abortion happening through the hands of the Chinese Communist Party in China. We'll go film there. We'll work with them because we think we can make a lot of money on this movie. And then we will thank those people in the credits. That's evil. There's just no way around it. Turning a blind eye to genocide, to try to turn a profit. I'm not really one to call for boycotts. You know, it seems like a call for a new boycott every day, especially in our age of this cancel culture. But there is no way I would pay anything to go see this movie, or quite frankly anything else that Disney is putting out right now. And no one should, because I mean, if there's ever a time to boycott or not give your money to an organization for something, you know, I think this is probably it, right? I mean, I'm almost at a loss for words at what Disney has chosen to do here, especially given their track record of speaking out, right, on issues in the United States. You know, the reason that Disney was making those statements about the heartbeat bill in Georgia, they were trying to put pressure on the governor of Georgia tonight to not sign that bill into law. They were trying to kill the bill. So we're going to try to kill pro-life legislation in the United States because we don't care about life inside the womb, and we don't care that the people of Georgia elected pro-life lawmakers and elected a very outspoken pro-life governor, and they used a democratic process to pass this bill into law. We don't like that. But we do like making money in China, so we're going to work with the Chinese Communist Party, and we're not going to say anything about the fact that they are literally putting people in prison and concentration camps and abusing people and torturing people and forcing women to have abortions and harvesting organs of the people being held in these camps. That apparently, none of that was enough to bother Disney. In this case, and they are getting blasted for it, and rightfully so. China is one of the most totalitarian states in human history. Millions of people are being persecuted by the Chinese government, and they are persecuted primarily because of their religious beliefs. People like Uyghur Muslims and Christians and other religious minorities are closely monitored using advanced facial recognition technology. Churches have literally been demolished and bulldozed. Pastors are being thrown in jail, and religious minorities are in concentration camps where they face torture, forced abortions, forced sterilization, child limits, and having their organs harvested by their own government. How's that for your Disney magic moment, right? I took the time to go onto Disney's website to read about their organization's mission statement. And this is what they say. Disney's mission statement is to entertain, inform, and inspire people around the globe through the power of unparalleled storytelling, reflecting the iconic brands, creative minds, and innovative technologies that make ours the world's premier entertainment company. They go on to talk about Disney's social responsibility, writing, "Our approach to corporate social responsibility is built upon the company's long and enduring legacy of engagement in our workplaces and communities and our actions to protect the environment." They go on to write, "We are committed to respecting human rights, monitoring the safety and integrity of products, and reducing the environmental footprint of our supply chain. We value and encourage curiosity, innovation, and ideas from everyone," which apparently includes the Chinese Communist Party. "Diversity and inclusion reminds us all, from Disney fans to employees, that we belong." And I would just love to know if the millions of people in the concentration camps in Xinjiang, if they feel like they belong. I would love to. Disney should ask them. They were there, right? They were in Xinjiang filming their movie and working with the Chinese Communist Party, and specifically some of these committees and government agencies that the Communist Party of China has in Xinjiang to run these concentration camps and to spy on people. And Disney gave them a special shout out in the movie. And here's why this is so important, right? I mean, what's happening in China is well reported. At least it has been. It's something we know is happening. These terrible human rights abuses, and everyone all the time, you know, we're always talking about justice and improving society and what can we do? And those are good things, right? But we don't have to, you know, sit back and wonder, you know, gosh, what would I have done, you know, during the Nazi regime? Would I have stood up and done the right thing? What would I have done during the Civil War or the Civil Rights Movement? You don't have to wonder those things because there's literally a genocide and concentration camps happening right now today in our world, in China. And we know that it's happening. And we also now know that Disney has decided to partner with those people. Not that Disney themselves have carried out these atrocities, but they've chosen to work right alongside the people who are, and they've chosen to thank them in their movies, and they've chosen not to stand up and to do the right thing. And so people need to know that that's what's happening. People need to know that this is what Disney has decided to do. And, you know, recently, United States Senator Ben Sasse from Nebraska, he was having a debate with his Democrat challenger for the U.S. Senate, Chris Janicek, and they were asked a question about foreign policy and threats to the United States. And Senator Sasse talked about how China is the leading global threat to the United States. But he also pointed out how, you know, we said that we would never forget, right? We would never forget the Holocaust, the atrocities that happened. We would never forget, and we would never let anything like that, what happened under the Nazi regime, we would never let anything like that happen again. And it's happening right now in China. And on the heels of that, thankfully, now Senator Sasse is demanding that Disney disclose the details of the entertainment company's appalling relationship with the Chinese government. In a letter that Senator Sasse sent out, he asked a series of questions relating to the revelation that parts of Disney were filmed in Xinjiang. And Senator Sasse notes that it is well documented, all the reports of forced labor, rape, sterilizations, and abortions that happen there, and that in this region where genocide is occurring, he believes that this warrants a full and public disclosure of what Disney knew and what kind of profits they're making and how they were working with the Chinese Communist Party. Senator Sasse writes that Disney's willingness to partner with those committing genocide for access warrant a deeper understanding of your company's production process. Among other questions, Senator Sasse asked when Disney began working in Xinjiang and if Disney ever mentioned human rights abuses while securing the ability to film in the closely guarded region. Senator Sasse went on to write that American companies like Disney that are willing to trade a see-no-evil corporate policy for market access are betraying their own values and lying to their American consumers. And thankfully, Senator Sasse wasn't alone in this. Other U.S. senators, including Josh Hawley from Missouri, sent their own letters posing questions to Disney. Senator Hawley, a Republican from Missouri, condemned the company for what he called whitewashing the ongoing genocide of Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities during the production of Mulan. Senator Hawley's letter asked Disney whether it will pull Mulan from Disney Plus to, quote, avoid further glorifying the Chinese Communist Party officials and agencies responsible for the atrocities in Xinjiang. He also requests that Disney explain what assistance the studio received from Communist Party agencies involved in the genocide and how the agencies were compensated. These are good and just questions. And again, people need to know. We have to be informed. I mean, there are literally millions of people in China being persecuted for their faith, our brothers and sisters and others. And the atrocities are unspeakable, right? The rape and the forced abortion, the organ harvesting, all of it. And we know that it's happening. And we can't just continue to let companies like Disney turn a blind eye to it for profit and then partake in that and give them our money to encourage them to keep doing that. I mean, Disney is, you know, trying out there trying to kill pro-life bills. They don't want those to go into effect in the United States. And then they turn around and then they're working with literally the Communist Party of China on their movies and thanking them. It's awful. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be happening. We know that it has happened, and we need to be resolute in our beliefs and our values. And as the Colson Center points out in their Breakpoint podcast, given the strong stands on behalf of progressive causes such as LGBT issues and abortion that Disney has made in the United States, it seems that Disney is more guilty of having a bad worldview than spinelessness. Disney is willing to put the economic screws to to states in our own country over abortion, but not to a communist dictatorship over egregious human rights violations and even genocide. And reports seem to indicate that the boycott of Mulan seems to be spreading, especially in Asia. That's a good thing, and I hope it spreads here too. I think this is a really simple way of one simple step we can take to put into action all of our words about human dignity and human value, because no amount of money or profits certainly would ever make acceptable the treatment that people and religious minorities are enduring at the hands of the Chinese government, and we have to start demanding better. And lastly, before we end the show, we want to end on a more positive note, and that was the news last week that the Trump administration is putting an end to funding anti-American propaganda in our own government agencies. The Trump administration recently announced that it is cutting millions of taxpayer dollars, which is spent by federal government agencies to train government workers to believe divisive anti-American propaganda. Russ Vogt, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, sent a letter to the heads of the executive branch's departments and agencies explaining and ordering the cut in funding, saying employees across the executive branch have been required to attend trainings where they are told that virtually all white people contribute to racism or where they are required to say that they benefit from racism. These trainings run counter to the fundamental beliefs of the United States and engender division and resentment within the federal workforce. The days of taxpayer-funded indoctrination trainings that sow division and racism are over. Under the direction of the president, we are directing agencies to halt critical race theory trainings immediately. In concluding his memo, Director Vogt writes, "The divisive, false, and demeaning propaganda of the critical race theory movement is contrary to all we stand for as Americans and should have no place in the federal government." And that is what it looks like to stand up and to make a hard decision to ensure that our dollars aren't funding propaganda that has no business being in the United States of America, and things that run directly contrary to values of family, freedom, and life. And that's all the time that we have for this week. To stay up to date on the latest news impacting the values and issues you care about, and to partner with NFA to defend life, religious freedom, and family values, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. I'm your host, Nate Graz, Policy Director for the Nebraska Family Alliance. Hoping you'll join us again next week. Thanks for listening to your Capital Connection.